Title: Workflow for DJ Intro and Outro Creation Intermediate, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, in this lesson we're building DJ-friendly intros and outros for drum and bass in Ableton Live, using a workflow you can repeat on every track. And I want to frame why this matters. DJ intros and outros are the difference between this tune is cool and this tune actually gets played. In DNB, DJs are mixing fast, phrase-based, and usually loud. If your intro is confusing, too musical, or the low end is fighting, they'll skip it. Our goal is clean beat matching, obvious phrasing, and mix-a frequency choices while still sounding like your track. By the end, you'll have a reliable 32-bar intro and a reliable 32-bar outro, plus the mindset to make alternate versions like a 16-bar intro, a longer outro, or a no-vocal intro for promos. Let's go step by step. Step 0. Set up your project for DJ Logic. First, set your tempo to your track tempo. For drum and bass, that's typically around 174 BPM. Then set your grid so you can build fast. In arrangement view, make the grid one bar or even half a bar. You're going to be thinking in phrases, not tiny edits. Now add locators. This sounds basic, but it's huge for speed. Put markers at intro start, 16, 32, drop, break, outro start, and end. The point is, you should be able to jump to phrase boundaries instantly and export versions later without guessing. And here is the mental model. Drum and bass mixing is phrase-based. Think in 8-bar chunks. If you do nothing else from this lesson, do that. 8-bar story. Every time, one more practical tip. Turn on an arrangement loop around your intro while building it. You'll iterate way faster hearing it repeat. Step 1. Build the DJ intro drum foundation. Clean and mixable. A DJ intro should be rhythmic and confident, but not overly musical. It's a blending tool. The incoming track needs space to sit on top of yours. So create a drum rock track called Intro Drums. Your core sounds are a simple punchy kick, a tight DNB snare with a nice crack, closed hats, occasional open hats, and maybe a ride or shaker if you want more forward motion. For the pattern, keep the snare on 2 and 4. That's the anchor DJs expect. With kicks, be restrained. If you reveal your full drop kick pattern here, you basically peak too early and you make the drop less exciting. Hats can be straight 16THS with some velocity variation, or slightly shuffled pattern depending on your vibe. Now glue the intro drums with a simple stock chain. First, EQ 8. You're mainly making sure the low end isn't messy. If your hats or percussion have any rumble, high pass them on the individual cells or on the bus. On the drum bus itself, don't get too aggressive. If you high pass too high, your intro loses weight and becomes hard to beat match because the transients feel thin. Then add drum bus. Keep it tasteful. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 0 to 10%, and usually keep boom off for intros because boom can change the low end in a way that makes mixing unpredictable. Then add glue compressor. Use an attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and just tickle it. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. The point is cohesion, not pumping. Teacher note here, when a DJ is mixing, they want your intro to behave like a tool. Consistent transients. Consistent groove. If your intro is doing huge dynamic swings, it can feel cool in solo but it's annoying in a blend. Step 2. Add phrasing and progression. The 8-bar story. A great 32-bar intro is basically controlled evolution, not constant adding, not random changes. Controlled, predictable, DJ-readable movement. Here's a blueprint you can reuse. Bars 1 through 8. Minimal groove. Kick, snare, closed hats. Maybe a tiny texture like vinyl crackle, air noise, or a super filtered distant layer. Keep it subtle. This is where the DJ is locking in the beat match. Bars 9 through 16. Add energy. Bring in a shaker or a ride. Add a small snare fill at bar 16. Add a subtle riser. This tells the DJ, new phrase just started, without disrupting the grid. Bars 17 through 24. More movement, still mix safe. Add ghost notes, a few extra percussion hits. Maybe automate the hats slightly more open. If you want, you can introduce a filtered hint of the main bass, but treat it like branding, not full power. Bars 25 through 32. Pre-drop cues. Make the riser more obvious. Add a snare build or a drum fill. Automate filters to open and increase brightness. But keep the downbeat at bar 33 clean. That drop downbeat needs to slam and it needs to be unmistakable. Now a practical fill strategy. At the end of every 8 or 16 bars, use a 1-beat or 1-bar fill. Keep it readable. If your fills are so chaotic the DJ loses the one, you've defeated the whole purpose. If you want a fast stock solution, Beat repeat works great. Use a short interval like 1/8 or 1/16, and keep chance low, like 10 to 30% or better yet. Automate beat repeat turning on for just that one bar so it's controlled. Alternatively, do manual MIDI edits and a simple snare flam. Simple works. Step 3. Make it DJ mix safe. Sub and low mid management. This is the number one reason intros and outros fail. Low end conflict. Two tracks overlapping in the subs is where mixes get muddy, uncontrolled, and honestly stressful. You've got two main approaches. Approach A is the no sub intro. This is the most mix friendly. Remove sub and bass entirely for the intro, at least for the first 16 bars. Let the incoming track own the sub. Then bring your sub in closer to the drop, or only at the drop. Approach B is filtered bass intro. This gives more vibe, but it's riskier. You introduce bass, but you high pass it or keep it quiet so it doesn't fight what's already playing. In Ableton, the practical method is, on your bass group, add auto filter in high pass mode. Start the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz depending on the sound. Keep resonance low, around 5 to 15%. So it doesn't whistle. You can automate the filter down as you approach the drop, but only if it won't clash with an incoming track. Pro workflow tip. Build an intro/outro EQ macro. Put EQ8 on the bass group, set up a low cut, and map it to a macro. During intros and outros, that macro stays higher. At the drop, it snaps back to normal. This is one of those save yourself every time moves. And while we're here, check your low mids too. A lot of clashes aren't just sub at 40 or 50 Hz. It's that 150 to 400 Hz area stacking up, especially if you have noisy bass harmonics, toms, impacts, and big reverbs. Keep that zone clean during the mix windows. Step 4. Create the DJ outro. Energy taper that keeps the groove. Outros are about making room for the next tune without breaking the timing. A DJ wants to mix out while the groove stays stable. Here's a 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1 through 8 of the outro. Keep drums strong, but remove a signature element that could be the lead riff, a hooky vocal, or an aggressive top layer. You're starting the exit ramp. Bars 9 through 16. Reduce bass complexity. Start filtering or simplifying res layers, and clean up reverb tails. This is huge. Wet tails make transitions messy. Bars 17 through 24. Drop the sub, or reduce it a lot. Keep kick and snare plus hat steady. Add a small exit FX or an echo hit, but keep it controlled. Bars 25 through 32, strip further. Often it's basically kick, snare, hats. Then end with a clean one-bar fill or a hard cut depending on style. And here's a big teacher point, don't just volume fade the whole track. That's not the pro way in DNB. Instead, taper the low end first. On your bass group, automate EQ 8 with a low shelf moving down maybe 2 to 6 dB across 16 bars. Or automate auto filter high pass from about 30 Hz up to 120 Hz. Across 16 bars. That makes space for the next track's bass line while your groove stays audible. Then, if needed, you can slightly tame the top end near the very end, like a gentle high shelf down on the drum bus, so stacked hats don't become harsh when two tracks overlap. Step 5. Ear candy that doesn't ruin the mix. We want motion, not clutter. Great intro and outro effects for DNB are short noise risers, reverse cymbals into phrase points, one-shot impacts that don't steal sub, and delayed vocal chops that are quiet and filtered. A clean stock workflow is to create a return track called effects verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Use an algorithmic plate or room. Pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Shorter for tighter intros. Longer if you're going atmospheric. Then put EQ 8 after the reverb. This is not optional if you want clean mixes. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz, and if it's biting, gently dip somewhere around 2 to 4 kHz. For delays, use echo. Sync it to 1/4 or 1/8. Feedback around 20 to 40%, and filter the lows below about 200 Hz so your delay doesn't smear the low mids. The guiding rule, keep effects mostly in the mids and highs, so DJs can layer low end cleanly. Extra sound design coaching. Hats are often the first thing that clashes when two tracks overlap. If your hats are sandpapery, the mix becomes painful fast. Try a quick hat chain, EQ 8 to notch any piercing tone, often around 9 to 11 kHz, a tiny bit of saturator drive to round the transient, and maybe a touch of drum bus crunch. Present, but smooth. Step 6. Arrangement polish. Make the DJ see your structure. Even if nobody is staring at your arrangement, your track needs to behave predictably. Drops on clear downbeats, fills at 16 and 32 boundaries. No weird silence where a DJ expects the beat to keep going. And don't change swing or groove timing between intro and main section unless you mean it, because beat matching relies on consistency. One of the best workflow tricks: duplicate your intro drums into the outro, then remove layers instead of reinventing. Consistency equals mixability. Mixability equals plays. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid: too much sub in the intro or outro. That's the classic low-end fight. Giving away the full drop drums too early. Save the best groove and aggression for the drop. Ignoring phrasing. Random 12-bar intros are a headache for DJs. Stick to 8, 16, or 32. Overly wet reverb and long tails in the outro. It muddies the transition. And no clear mix points. You want small cues at bar 16 and 32. A fill, a riser, or even a quick mute. Let's add a couple intermediate to advanced workflow upgrades. First, build your DJ parts as a reusable module. Make a group called DJ Toolkit. Inside it, have intro drums, outro drums, intro FX, outro FX, and optionally intro bass. Every new tune, duplicate that group and swap samples and sounds. Your structure stays consistent and you finish faster. Second, use a mix reference track inside the live set. Drop in one or two released DNB tracks that you know get played. Warp them. Then /B your intro and outro against theirs. Ask, is my first 8 bars too busy in the mids? Are my transients punchy enough to beat match quickly? Do my phrase boundaries land where a DJ expects? Third, run 2 quick stress tests. The overlay test: line up your intro with a reference track's drop, or line up your drop with their intro, and listen for low-mid buildup around 150 to 400 HC and harsh hat stacking around 8 to 12 KHC. And the mono club check: put utility on your master and map a macro to width, from 100% to 0. Collapse to mono. Your intro and outro should keep groove and punch even when mono. If it falls apart, you've got facey width or messy low end. Fourth, once your intro and outro are working, print them. Freeze and flatten, or bounce those sections to audio. Printed audio behaves predictably, save CPU, and avoids last-minute automation surprises when exporting alt versions. Now, a short 20-minute practice exercise. Take an existing 64-bar section of your track, like your drop or main groove. Create a 32-bar DJ intro and a 32-bar DJ outro. Rules: the intro has no sub for the first 16 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.